Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 15th, 2023. And we're going to look at a very touchy subject that someone sent to me. They want to remain anonymous, so I am going to do so. I think people are just really afraid of being canceled and offending other people. This is a really good question, and it's one that I think obviously affects us all one way or another. This person asked the following. He does a two-parter. Okay, it's a male. What do you say to people, he says, who have too many babies? That's his first question. His second question is, what do you say to people who are lazy and don't want to work? And then he goes into how, you know, people live off the government and that kind of thing. Let's take the baby thing for a moment. You know, it is a very difficult thing to avoid one's DNA. The impulses in our body, the oxytocins, the serotonins, there's all sorts of chemicals running around in our bodies, in our hormones, especially with women who feel that through these impulses, they derive the only real meaning of their life, which is to reproduce. It's kind of a pride thing, too, with people. Mostly, I have found women, but I'm sure it's evident in men as well. This is, you know, to show the world that I love my wife, if I'm a male, and that what I have here with my wife is so important to me. I want her baby. I want people to know that she is mine, and that we have started a family, and no one else can have her, la, 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 la. Now, I know none of us truly want to admit any of this. I totally get it. I totally understand. But this is how we rationalize our mischief, and this is how we get to the point where we have children, more than maybe we would be able to afford, much less tolerate. And I say the word tolerate because what I have found in my work is that most people tolerate their kids. They don't love them. Some people love their kids emotionally to such a degree that they are worried about their future. They're worried about more what other people will think of their kids and worry about what other people will think of them. I know this all. I know you're sitting there going, that's not me, that's not me. But it could very well be me. You know, it could be you. I mean, it really could. This biological need is really hard to avoid because it's the sexual energies. And it's about, you know, making the earth subdued to human human impulse. That's the best way I can describe it. I'm sorry. It just is. We just are so thoughtless about the earth, thoughtless about what we can afford, thoughtless about our abilities to be patient and kind to our children, and not to just cast them to the school system and say, you raise my kid. I don't want to. I have a couple of teachers in my group, one of which I've known for almost 30 years, and she works at a private school, and the horror stories that she tells me about what parents do, and these are parents of means, tremendous means, and what they do with their kids and how they raise their kids to be defiant and all sorts of things is just over the top. It just is over the top. She tells me stories I find hard to understand why you would do that to a child, but nonetheless, they do it. So it is difficult for people to deny their emotions, their biology, their emotional incentives to have children and make them feel like they're part of the club, that this is what you're supposed to do. But when you really sit down and think about it, I mean, really, really sit down and think about it, what the hell are we doing? You mean that the only purpose for your life is procreation? The only purpose of your living is to make these children that are genetic reproductions of ourselves or yourself? And do you really think the world needs another you? I weighed this very carefully inside me. I really did, and I never had kids because of the simple fact the world doesn't need another Gregory Penn. It just doesn't need it. It isn't going to help the world. It isn't going to change anything. And to overpopulate the world with kids that most people just do not have the patience to raise and to understand how to raise and what would be important in the raising of the children just seems rather ridiculous. I have had students who have had no business having children. None. They are not fit to be parents. They are not kind. They're not patient. They're not diligent. I just not fit. I have known many people just not fit for it, and yet they did it. And it was an oops kind of thing. Well, we didn't expect you, you know, blah, blah. Well, when you have sex, what do you expect? You think it's just going to not happen? It could very well happen. And unprotected sex, even protected sex is not a guarantee anymore. So I think we should be more focused on the children we have, taking care of them, the ones that are in this world. And if you really want kids, I say adopt. That's my premise. Okay, the next one. Those who are too lazy and don't want to work. There are a ton of people in this country, the majority, I would say, who would not want to work if they didn't have to. And this goes down to a lot of things that we think of as our rights. We're perfectly fine bitching about our taxes, and then we're perfectly fine about thinking that the government should take care of us with those taxes. So we have some really convoluted ideas about what it means to live in this country. And we don't help one another. We condemn and protest. We're split in many ways. I think Donald Trump had a lot to do with opening up Pandora's box about all of this. And it's never going to go away. It's just not. The die is cast and it can't be turned around. So what do I think about it? I have no thoughts about it at all. I mean, there are people who just want to take advantage of everything. It's human nature to do so. It's that cunning part of us, that DNA part of us that works off of the impulse of the survival of the fittest. And that's as far as it goes. And people don't know why they're here. They don't care to know why they're here. And if you told them, it wouldn't fit their mental acuity at all. So there's no use in telling them why they're here. I have found this over the many years of broadcasting. You just don't have an audience when you get down to the truth of the matter. You just don't have one. They're not there. They don't care. And they're just going to go on the way they're going to go on. And that's it. And that's true with babies, too. I watched this thing on the news where this woman needed money for food for her four children. She has no husband, of course. And, you know, you look at it and you go, well, what were you thinking when you had four kids? You're going to have to feed them. And she isn't lazy, but the thing is she can't find work and there's so much work to be done. It's a hodgepodge. This is the collective unconscious at its best. Fumigating and bromiding our life with all sorts of theories and rights that we think we have, and we miss the whole thing called life. I'm out of here. I hope that helped. And Mr. Anonymous, thank you for your kind words about Aspire. I appreciate it. And please forgive me, all of you. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.